Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies. I am so excited to be here with you guys again, and I want to welcome you all to Your Fuller Life. I'm Leanne Fuller, and I am excited for this segment of Welcome to Your Fuller Life, Purpose and Profit with Lexi Jones. I'm excited to have just a candid show with Lexi to discuss how to understand what our purpose is and how business ownership is a viable option for living in our purpose and monetizing it. Lexi's going to cover the reason why we struggle trying to understand our purpose, thus leading to a mundane, unfulfilled, dissatisfying life. And finally, how to understand our purpose, determine our niche, and how to monetize on it. So in life, we often get confused on our purpose and with our calling and vice versa. And not having a clear understanding of purpose can prevent one from determining how they will live out their purpose. After bringing clarity to what purpose is, Lexi will tell us how to determine our calling. There are three essential components to determining our calling. As single moms, we desire freedom of our time, finances, and our lifestyle. All of us moms know that. And Lexi's going to discuss business ownership as a viable and perhaps the best option for monetizing your purpose in a healthy way and achieving freedom. So I am so excited to have Lexi on for this because I love talking about our purpose and I love helping women live in their purpose. And sometimes we struggle with that. You know, we have that tiny little whisper in our head, you know, we feel like we're meant for more, we want more, but we don't think it's in the cards for us. That's for somebody else. You know, I'm too busy, I don't have time, I don't have money. We have all sorts of excuses not to live in our purpose. So that just makes me so excited to have Lexi with us because this is what she does. This is her expertise, is working with women like you, like me, on living in our purpose. So just to tell you a little bit about Lexi Jones, and so Lexi is a transformational speaker. She's a best-selling author and a master business coach for single moms. She is a change agent delivering mind-shifting talk and service that disrupts the status quo. Inspired by her mother's entrepreneurial spirit, Lexi is president and master coach of Lexi Jones LLC and founder of Hatch 24/7. Where her mission is to change the narrative surrounding single motherhood. Her motto, with God, all things are possible, from Matthew 19:26. So I'd like to welcome Lexi to the show. How are you?
I am absolutely fabulous, Leanne. Thank you so much for having me tonight. I'm so excited.
I am so glad to have you because I am so passionate about this topic. I mean, all of us are meant to live the life we desire. We are meant to live in our purpose, on purpose. So I just can't thank you enough for joining us tonight.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, anytime I get a chance to talk about what I'm passionate about, I am in there.
Yes, I definitely. That's awesome. So before we get started, I do just want to let everyone know that they can call in with their questions. And I want to invite you all to jump on the show with us if you have any questions for Lexi or myself. The number to call in is 657-1577, and you just use the number 1 to get on with us. Or you can even message me your questions at facebook.com/FullerLifeLLC, and we can get them answered through there. So please let us know your questions as we're going through. We can mix them in, and if you want to join us and talk about how you can find your purpose, we'd love to have you as well. So you want to get started?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So
let's do that.
Yes. So I just want to start out by asking you, have you always been living your purpose?
No. No, I have not. In fact, I mean, I was middle-aged before, or almost middle-aged before I even figured out that I wasn't living in my purpose, and that I didn't even understand what it was. So in 2008, you know, I lost everything. I lost, you know, my job, my home, my car, because we had to file bankruptcy. And eventually the stress of, you know, the lack of finances on a marriage that was already having lots of issues, you know, that ended as well. So, you know, there I was with three little mouths to feed, you know, and literally almost nothing. And it was at that moment that I found out, wow, I really don't even know who I am or what my purpose is. Because up until that time, you know, I'd done what everybody said you should do. Go to school, you know, graduate, get your college degree, find a job, get married, have some kids, buy a house, you know. Did all of that, you know, and thought that I was living, you know, I thought I was having a great life.
I just want to thank you for sharing that with us, because I think it's so important for everyone to see that no matter where you are in your life, it's not your final destination. So I
exactly.
thank you for sharing that with us. So
exactly. Yeah, I love sharing that story because I just want people to know that, you know, that they're not alone in their situations.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, I know at that point I felt like I was alone. But, you know, if I had been around the right people or had reached out, I would have known that I wasn't alone. So this is why I share, to let as many people know as possible that they're not alone.
Yes. Oh, that's, thank you so much. So tell us, what was your breaking point for you?
So, you know, one night, so I told you everything that I had gone through. And, one night I was just, I had finally gotten an apartment for me and my three children to stay in, because prior to that, I was, you know, I lived with a friend for a little bit, and then, you know, family, and then, but finally was able to get my own place. And, you know, one night I'm sitting in that apartment. I had already put the children to bed, and, you know, it's empty. The apartment's empty besides their bedroom suits and their clothing and my clothing. And, you know, it was empty. Like there's no furniture. There's, you know, there's nothing else, you know, and a little bit of food. And, you know, so, one night, you know, I was just laying prostrate on the living room floor, on the carpet, you know, face down, and I was crying. And it was just, you know, it wasn't a pretty cry. It wasn't a light cry. It was like one of those really just ugly, I don't know, you know, if anyone listening can relate, but it was just one of those ugly cries, you know? And my question to God at that time was like, okay, is this the sum total of my life? Is this it? Because, you know, remember, prior to that, I thought that I had done everything I was supposed to. I was doing everything that I was supposed to do. And so I couldn't understand, you know, I'm trying to figure out why this is happening and trying to figure out, well, what after this? Because I thought I was doing everything that I was supposed to be doing. So my question to him was, is this it? You know, is this the sum total of my life? And, I cried that whole night, Leanne. I cried that whole night. And the next morning, you know, after literally peeling my face up off the floor, because the tears had dried, you know, into the carpet, I had a decision to make. I had a decision to make. I could either keep crying myself to sleep at night, or mm-hmm. I could figure out, you know, what I needed to do, because I didn't know what to do, but I was like, I can either keep crying or
mm-hmm.
I could figure out what I needed to do. And I certainly didn't want to keep crying, because those who know me know that I'm not necessarily a crier. And so I was like, okay, well, I've got to figure out what to do, you know, from here. And when I made that decision, you know, God began to move people, places, and things, right? So all this just really, it really just starts with a decision. Because sometimes we're thinking about, well, but I don't know what the steps are, and I don't know, mm-hmm. you know. It really, the first thing is to just make the decision, right?
Yeah.
That this is not going to be your life, that, you know, that you know that there's more out there for you, and you're going to pursue it, you know? So making that decision and then awaiting your instruction, you know, from God. And like I said, He'll move people, places, and things to, you know, to help you figure it out. You know, it's like that saying, when the student is ready, the teacher shall come.
Yeah. I feel like you just described my life at one point.
You really did. You know?
Yes.
We're not alone.
No, we are not. And you are so right. And I tell everybody, everything starts with a decision. And I do like vision boarding and stuff with clients and seminars and stuff. And everybody gets caught up in the how. Forget about the mm-hmm. how and start focusing on the what, and make the decision that that's what you're going to do. So I love that.
Exactly.
Love that. And you really answered my question. My next question is, how did you get started? I mean, you made that decision.
Yeah. So that's definitely, you know, the thing that has to happen first is that you have to make the decision. You can't, you know, be iffy or antsy or,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can be afraid, right? Because I believe, you know, we all have a level of fear, right? And
mm-hmm.
I always tell people, I don't teach about being fearless. Instead, I teach about being courageous, which means to move in spite of fear.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, you know,
that.
Just making the decision that I'm going to move in spite of fear. I don't know, you know, what's next or what's down the line, but I just know in this moment that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't want this over here on the left. I want this over here on the right, you know.
Oh,
and so, that literally is the first step. And I tell people all the time that whatever you want to do in life, wherever you want to go and everything, it all begins in the mind. That's where
mm-hmm.
freedom begins. It begins in the mind. And you're so right, because we're always focused on, well, how to, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it starts in the mind. It starts in the mind.
Yeah.
So,
Absolutely. I love it. So what steps have you taken to understand your purpose?
Yeah, absolutely. So I went on this quest really to just rediscover who I am, because what I learned is that from the time that we're born, I like to say, you know, we are being conditioned. And I'm not saying that it's, you know, in a bad way or anything like that. It just is what it is. And, you know, so from the time we're born, you know, the nurses and the doctors are telling your mom the baby has to eat every 2 hours, and they have to eat this and the other. And it's like, no, you know, my child will eat when nurses and doctors don't want to go to how they hate me, because I'm like, I'm not doing that. She'll eat when she's ready to eat, you know? So,
yes.
But then it, you know, then it continues. So like, you know, you grow up a little bit and you're off to school, and you know, you're in school, or this could be you remember your school days, or if you have children, think about what things are going on in their school. And, you know, so everybody has to walk quietly down the hall in a single file line with the hands down to the side or in front or wherever they tell them to put them, you know, put them. You can't talk during lunchtime. You can't talk here. And it's like, well, when do I get to be me, right? Like, when do I? I'm not saying I want to run wild. I'm not saying, you know, I want to be disobedient or anything like that. Just when do I get to be me, right?
Yeah.
And so that continues. You know, it continues. And in talking about education, which I am a proponent of, so I don't want anybody to take what I'm saying and like I'm bashing education altogether. But, you know.
Bashing the doctors, bashing education, you know. All authority.
And it's like, oh my God, I'm not a basher of education, honestly, because I'm currently pursuing my PhD. So I cannot be that bad of a basher of education. But what, you know, what I learned about our educational system is that it's not set up for us to explore our purpose. It's really set up for us, you know, to condition us to do what I was describing in the beginning. You know, you graduate, they say you need to know these subjects and you need to know this or that in order to be successful in the world. And so, you know, so they condition you for that. And then even when you go to college and you're thinking, okay, this is the place where I'm really going to get to know myself. And you do on some level, but not fully, because it's still the same thing that you're being conditioned to go and, you know, work for someone else or, you know, or whatever it is. It's not a true exploration of who you are and what you can offer to the world, right? So I had to go on this quest of really just rediscovering. And I say rediscovering because, you know, we're born, I think as children, kind of knowing, you know, what we like and who we are and what we don't like is just along the way, all that gets crushed. And so I had to go on this quest of rediscovering who I was. I mean, revisiting that 5-year-old little girl, that 7-year-old little girl, the 12-year-old little girl, you know, and figuring out, okay, what were the things that I enjoyed doing? What, you know, looking back at some different patterns in my interactions with friends and family, and all, I had to go back and just kind of think about all of those things. And so that, you know, revisiting all of that helped me to understand, you know, why I was put on this earth. You have to revisit that. You've got to think about conversations that you've had with people from childhood through wherever you are now. And I often tell people, think about the conversations you've had with people and what do they say about you as a result of their encounter with you, their experience with you. What do they say about you? You know? And for me, I found that a lot of people were telling me, you know, would tell me, oh, man, you changed my life, you know, in whatever way. Even me working in my profession, right, whether it was in my profession, whether it was in church, wherever it was, that was the common thread. And so I said, okay, I am on this earth to transform lives. I'm on this earth to transform lives, right? So when I understood that, I'm like, okay, How am I supposed to do that? You know, and that led me to the next step of which I call determining your niche or determining your calling. Yes. And, you know, this is where I tell people like purpose and calling are not the same. They work together, but they're not the same. You know, your purpose is what you put on this earth to do, and it does not change. It's broad. So like I said, my purpose is to transform. So it's broad. And then your calling is how you choose to fulfill your purpose. And you really do get to choose.
Wow.
You know?
That's great. Yeah.
Right.
So what things did you consider to determine your niche?
So I had to look at, first of all, you know, my personality, right? And if you're, you know, what kind of person that I am, what, you know, drives me, to figure out, you know, all of that. So I had to look at my personality and, you know and understand, okay, I'm the type of person that, you know, loves processes and systems. I love knowledge and acquiring knowledge and sharing that knowledge with people, you know. So I had to look at that. And what I found was that our purpose, you know, tells us the how we're going to do what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to also look at my spiritual gifts, which, you know, in our society, we kind of look at that and it's like, oh, that's what I do in church,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the weekends.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with everything else the rest of the week. And
right.
And it's like,
right.
No, we are whole beings, right? And your spiritual gifts are not gifts that are just used for and in the church. They're to be used at mm-hmm. all times. And so I had to look at my spiritual gifts because our spiritual gifts tell us what we're going to do. And so I learned, you know, my top 3 to 5 spiritual gifts, a few of them, teaching was one. Leadership is another, encouragement, discernment, you know, so those were my, you know, my top one. And I said, okay, so these are my gifts. This is my personality. Okay. Remembering that my gifts tell me what I'm going to do. My personality tells me how I'm going to do it. And then that last piece was just looking again at my life experiences, both positive and negative experiences, right? Because in this society,
yeah.
once again, we are, you know, we only tout the positive things that happen to us. You know, I got these many degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, created this program. I got, you know, all this positive stuff. And we don't much talk about the negative experiences that we've had, right? Because society doesn't really allow us to be vulnerable and talk about those things. A lot of times they're embarrassing,
right.
you know, like
yeah.
sharing this story.
Yeah.
There are people who will not say that they've been bankrupt or going through bankruptcy or, you know,
mm-hmm.
they just won't, you know, because it's in our society, that's just like, no, you don't talk about those things.
Right.
But I found those things really, at least in my case, gave me more insight as to what I am passionate about than all of the positive things that have happened to me. So,
yeah.
for example, me being thrust into single motherhood, you know, after a divorce,
mm-hmm.
and the financial despair and all of that, these are reasons why now I'm very passionate about serving women, particularly single moms, and why I'm so
yeah.
passionate about women finding freedom financially.
Yes.
Because of those
Absolutely.
Negative experiences, not because of the positive
mm-hmm.
ones. You know,
yeah.
if
yeah.
you had told me 5-6 years ago, I would be so such a proponent about, you know, helping people understand personal finances, I would have laughed at you because I hate numbers.
Right.
I hate them. I still do. But, you know, it's just the things that we go through. So our life experiences
yeah.
give us insight as to who we're going to serve and the types of causes that we're going to be passionate about.
Yeah.
So when you pull
wow.
all those three things together, right?
Yep.
My spiritual gifts tell me what I'm going to do. So for me, and you choose, right? You got 5 different gifts. You
right.
choose or use them all.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. But I was
Absolutely.
Like, okay, I'm great at teaching, so I want to do something in that line. I know I didn't want to be in a classroom. It's just too mundane for me, but I didn't want to
mm-hmm.
be. God
mm-hmm.
bless those who do it, but I didn't want to do it. So,
right.
you know, but I wanted to teach in some sort of way. And I'm a person that loves knowledge, acquiring knowledge, processing systems, and all of that. So I chose to be a business coach.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can help other women start their businesses, then put processes and systems in place that'll help them to be successful in starting those businesses and maintaining those businesses. So that's how you pull all those three things together. You see? And
wow,
so now, you
that's
know,
awesome.
I'm operating a purpose. Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, there is no purpose without pain.
Right.
Because
right.
if you didn't go through that, you would be exactly where you were. You wouldn't know any different. You wouldn't have found the purpose
right.
that you have found.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, people will often ask me, well, would you do anything differently? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I do not think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, even as painful as those situations were and, you know, that time period in my life was, no, I don't think I would do it over.
Yep. Yeah,
mm-mm.
I agree. You know, it's hard to be when people, I tell people, no, and you know, I always tell people you have to appreciate where you came from, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And they're like, you know, how do you appreciate some of the painful things you've been through? But they don't realize those painful things have led you to where you are. They make you who
Absolutely.
You are.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, definitely. I love that.
Absolutely.
So, I think you've talked about this a little bit, but I'm going to ask it again anyway. So how have you
mm-hmm.
monetized on your purpose?
Okay. So that's exciting. It's all exciting, but this part is really exciting for me because,
mm-hmm.
you know, as I mentioned, we, you know, we're conditioned really to just not explore who we are, work for people, this, that, or the other. And so that part of it is really exciting for me because that part of it says I can create my space in this world.
Mm.
And what I have to offer this world, there are people who need that, right? And there's room at
yeah.
the table for everybody. There's no, to
mm-hmm.
me, there's no such thing as saturation because when you're operating in your, you know, purpose and the way that you uniquely do it, because, you know, your gifts,
mm-hmm.
even though if you and I may have the same exact gifts, but there's still something about us that we will do
yeah.
it differently.
Yeah.
Right? So
yep.
people have a need for what you were put on this earth to do, right? And,
yeah.
You know, a lot of times, we figure all this out, but then we have trouble, you know, reconciling with the fact that we can monetize from it because along the way we've been taught, for me, I know, particularly in church, oh, you use your gifts and you just use them for free. And you know what I'm saying? You.
Right. Right.
That's the stuff
you're
that
not...
you do on the side and for free.
Yes. You're not supposed to profit from what the gift you're given.
Right. And,
yeah.
you know, God is not saying that. You know, sure, are there going to be times where you will, you know, do something for somebody for free or for whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Those times will be there. But you're also, God put us on the earth. We have to sustain ourselves and we have to sustain our family.
Yeah.
And doing it, in a way that makes us happy and makes everybody else happy is so essential. You know, there's so many people who want to work and they're disgruntled because for whatever reasons, you know, they hate their bosses,
mm-hmm.
they just hate the job. You know, some people like the job but hate the setup or, you know, whatever. There's
mm-hmm.
so many people want to work day in, day out, hating their jobs, disliking where they are,
yes.
and because they're unhappy with that, you know, you come home and you take it out on everybody else, you know, the children, whoever is in the line of fire.
Yep.
You know, and I'm saying this from personal experience, right? It's coming home and, you know, you're frustrated with the day. You come home and you're yelling and you know, and you can wake up in the morning and you're yelling and it's just, you know, it's crazy, stressful. And, you know, God didn't intend for us to live that way. He didn't.
Right.
And so if he didn't intend for us to live that way and we've got to sustain ourselves, then it's okay for us to, you know, to profit. It's okay for us to profit from it.
Yes, and it's a necessity. It's a necessity for us to live the lives that we to live. That, I mean, we're given our purpose for a reason, and so we're meant to live the lives we want to live, the life we want to live. So of course, it's okay to do that. That's what we're here for.
Right, yes, absolutely. And now take away, because, you know, we're used to, in our time, we are used to the paper currency, right? But go back in the day, before paper currency, back in Bible days or whatever, you know, people were doing, they didn't go to work. Like, they didn't, you know, they didn't clock in. They did what they were gifted at doing. And people would exchange, you know, whatever. Okay, I got these five chickens for your, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? People were still profiting from what they were purposed to do.
Yes. I love that. So how do you handle your obstacles?
So, prayer, affirmations, you know, again, it's all a mindset thing. And, you know, it's all how you look at them. You can look at the obstacles and be like, oh, this is a big wall in my way and I'm never going to get around it. And you won't, you know. But if you look at it like, okay, this is an opportunity for me to figure out something else, to learn something new, to, you know? So it's all, it's all in the way that you look at it. Perspective is so critical because it literally can, you know, either hinder you or propel you. And so when obstacles come, you know, my thing now is, you know, before it used to be like, why me? And, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, now it's like, okay, this is a challenge, but, you know, okay, I'm going to learn something new or, you know, let me reach out and ask some people, you know, how they handle it. You know, it's just, I have a whole different perspective, right? It's like, okay, it's a challenge, but, you know, whatever. Okay, I'm going to get through this and keep it moving. Right. Because and I'm glad you asked that question, because just because you're operating in purpose, you know, and monetizing it, maybe it's not, it doesn't mean that you don't have challenges and that you don't have, you know, rough periods. So mindset is everything. Mindset is everything.
And our challenges are just put there for us to grow.
Absolutely. I think it's in James chapter 1, where it talks about that, and it talks about not asking God to remove us so quickly from challenges, right? Because when challenges come, you know, sometimes they're painful, they're this, and, you know, we're like, God, just get me out of this, right? But in James, he talks about, you know, not being pulled prematurely from the challenge, because, you, like you said, you can't grow. You don't grow. You don't become the more the better version of you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. How are you leaving a legacy of purpose?
So, it's just important to me to as many people that I can reach to help them understand their purpose and, you know, how to operate in it and how to monetize it and all of that. It is such a calling on me to do so. And there's plenty of people in the world who are looking for that. You know, we talked about all these people going to work disgruntled. But so that's my thing. I'm just very passionate about transforming lives in that way because, Leanne, I did a speech the other day, and I asked them, I said, imagine if everyone in this organization was operating in their purpose. Everyone.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
how just what would this world be like? What would, I mean, people would be happy. People would be, you know what I'm saying? There wouldn't be a lot of stuff that we see. I'm thinking like crime and, you know, all kinds of stuff because people will know and understand who they are. The only reason people are committing crimes and, you know, suicide and, you know, all of these things, these crazy things that we see go on a day-to-day basis from as small as just yelling at your kids to, you know, doing something crazy is because we don't understand our purpose. So that is the legacy that I want to leave, as many people as I can reach to help change their lives in that way so that they can experience what you and I know, Leanne.
Yes. Wow. Absolutely. I love that. That's just what an amazing legacy to have and to leave. It's amazing. So, Lexi, tell us, what have been the rewards for you for living in your purpose?
Oh, my goodness. Numerous. So clarity, focus, you know, because once you understand why you're here and you know, what you're going to do with it and all of that. I mean, it's just such a clarity and there's such a focus because before that, you know, you may be into all kinds of things because you just don't, you know, you're just all over the place.
You just don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. But you just don't, right. You just don't know.
You just don't know.
But
can't have what you don't know you want.
Exactly. So there's that clarity. There's that laser focus. There's that, you know, now you don't feel like you have to do all kinds of things. You know exactly where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. And you gain such a momentum and this energy and drive that is, I don't even know how to explain it because people are like, you seem to be everywhere and you just have so much energy and blah, 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 you know. And I'm like, when you operate in purpose, you just have this unexplainable energy. And because, you know, you are joyful, again, not saying you don't have challenges, but you're joyful.
Right.
You're happy. You are, you know, you're in alignment with your purpose. Then people around you are benefiting as well, which is rewarding and fulfilling to you because the people around you are, you know, they're getting your overflow. And so they're benefiting from that. And so you get to create this, space, you know, I don't even know, you just get to create the space, your space in the world. And I really don't know what is more fulfilling. I don't know what's more fulfilling than that. And so that
greater
reward
can you have?
What
greater reward can you actually get?
Me. Yeah. And, you know, that's the reward for me. And then just being that catalyst for others and watching them go and create their space as well. That's
wow.
It's unexplainable.
It's amazing. It really is. It really is. And just to you know, just to reinforce or whatever, the fact that we are meant to live our purpose. We're given that purpose for a reason. So
right.
What would you tell our listeners tonight that are just struggling to find their purpose? What would you tell them? Like, how do they start?
So I'm telling the listeners, I'm telling you all, because the reason why you're struggling to figure it out or to start or anything like that is it's not even about, you know, finding it out itself. It's the fact that it's the unknown, you know, that scares people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we want to, but it's like, what's behind door number one? I don't know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my thing is, I'm telling you, when you're operating in purpose, you know, whatever's behind door number one is just, it's fantabulous. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So courageous. I come back to that. Be courageous. Move in spite of your fear. Make the decision.
Yeah.
Make the decision. Because here's the thing, Leanne, and you probably know this as well, is that when, you know, when you finally make a decision about something, like how the burden is lifted, you know, it's like, oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because, again, I go back to, you know, it all starts in the mind.
Yeah. There really is nothing more powerful. There's nothing more powerful than making up your mind and making a decision.
Nothing. Nothing more powerful.
And it's amazing how things align for you. Things start to, you were saying in the beginning, like things start to shift and move, people start to show up. And like it's,
right.
You make that decision and your life starts to align itself in that decision.
Yes. Because as long as you're like, oh, I don't know, you know, but what if this, or, you know, what if, I don't, you know, and you're scared here and this and that, as long as you're in that mode, you are repelling.
Mm-hmm.
You are repelling the people, places, and things that will come along to help you on your purpose path.
Yeah.
You know, but when you make that decision, then it's like you're giving God permission, because he has to get permission from you. He's not going to just do it. He gave us choice. So when you make the decision, you're giving him permission to unlock all of that.
Wow. Wow. I think I have goosebumps a little. So I want to dig a little bit deeper in that. We have only have a few more minutes left, but someone who really doesn't even know where to begin to look for their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know when you know what your purpose is and you can make that decision, but what if you don't know? What if you just, you're lost or you're stuck and you just have that feeling that there's nothing for you? Like, where do they start? Like, what do they do?
Yeah.
How do they find that purpose?
Yeah. Okay, so let's see, you've made the decision now, okay, that that's what you want to do. And so,
mm-hmm.
Really, I would just, for me, What I did was I began to, I mean, I would ask these questions, and now with internet, oh my goodness, it's just, you know, we got our, things are right at our fingertips. So I just got on the internet and was like, okay, you know, what's my purpose, or what's my, you know, and see what comes up. But you can, you know, read a lot of people's stories and, you know, how you know, what steps they took, and, you know, so it, books, a lot of books that are out there, and then just talking to people, because, you know, we all we all have to know at least one person, right? Where I'm thinking, you know, at least one person that in our lives that seems to be, you know, walking in their purpose, seems to be, you know, doing what they love and just talking with people and asking questions. And I think that's the biggest thing, really, is just asking questions and getting out there and, you know, and it literally is, it's crazy because I don't know how to explain it. It literally is that as you start to open up your mind that, you know, things just align, right? And then you have, you know, people like myself and you, right, who this is what we do, you know. We help people to unlock, you know, their purpose.
Yeah.
And so you can seek out, you know, someone who coaches in these areas to help you. You know, those steps that I walked through earlier about understanding your purpose and, you know, determining your calling and your niche. I mean, those are things that I actually teach on, right? Like, I don't just say it on the radio show or say it when I'm speaking.
Right.
But I actually teach on those things and help people to, you know, to figure those things out. You know, there's workbooks and, you know, things like that to help you, you know, to help, you know, what am I supposed to be thinking about? Because you may, like you say, you may not know. I mean, I didn't have all of that, you know. I looked a lot of stuff up, or, you know, I read, I this and that, so I got it by and by. But, you know, I want to help somebody to cut to the chase, right? So I'm like, this is what did it for me, finally. And so, you know, so like I said, there's people like you and I. So seek out, you know, the assistance that you need, especially if you're struggling, right? You really don't have, you know, I really don't know where to turn, you know, left, right, go straight, go back. I really don't know. I just know that I want to be walking in my purpose. Well, then I would, you know, seek out someone like Leanne or myself to help you, you know, get through that.
Awesome. Wow, that's great. Getting low on time, we do have time for a caller. If anyone wants to call in, the number 657-383-1577. Just dial number one to get on the call with us. But in the meantime, I also, what is your one takeaway that you would like the listeners to leave with tonight?
One takeaway.
What's your biggest takeaway?
Say, the biggest takeaway is to make the decision. That's you know, I keep going back to that, but honestly, that's where it starts. Have the courage to make the decision.
Wow.
That's where it starts. You have to decide,
that's
like
where
I said,
the power,
you know,
is.
You know, you're going back and forth in your mind, back and forth in your mind, and it's like, okay, just have the courage.
Yes.
Release everything else. You know, stop worrying about, you know, what's coming next.
Right.
Or, you know, just make the decision.
Right. And again, don't worry about the how. You need to know the what first.
Right.
And then the how oftentimes aligns itself and falls into place. But first you have to make the decision of what you want and know what it is. Wow, that's great. Can we find you and connect with you and your Hatch 24/7 incubator? We have a few minutes if you want to.
I am on social media, most social media platforms. You can find me at Purposeful Lexi. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Those are the main ones that I'm on. So you can find me on all of those at Purposeful Lexi. And the incubator, Hatch 24/7, believe it or not, is something that I started out of frustration. Because
It's amazing what comes because, from frustration.
You know? You know, because as a single mom, it's tough. You know, we're drained sometimes, and you know, we have low energy levels sometimes, mm-hmm. because we're taking care of everything, the children, the household, the going to work, the everything. And then sometimes because we are just that one, you know, we're responsible for everything financially. And, yeah. you know, and then our time isn't, you know, we're stretched for time as well. And mm-hmm. so when I, you know, when I started my business years ago, 2008 was when I started my first business, you know, it was tough because I couldn't always get out to networking events. I couldn't, you know, and at the time couldn't really afford some of the best conferences or best coaching or whatever. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really afford all of these things. And so I started Hatch 24/7, really, like I said, out of that frustration. So I wanted a place mm-hmm. where single moms could come. And though I target single moms, it's for all women. But I wanted a place where single moms could come and they didn't have to worry about it being this astronomical amount of money, but they could come, they can get coaching on how to start their business, because as mentioned, you know, I believe that business ownership is the path to freedom, to all kinds mm-hmm. of freedom, financial freedom, lifestyle yeah. freedom, time freedom.
Yeah.
So I wanted a place where they could come and do that, where they can be a part of networking, be a part of a mastermind, get the coaching that they need, you know, both live and on demand, because we know as single moms, sometimes mm-hmm. our schedules don't go as we want them to go.
Right.
And so, right. So I need to be able, yeah. if it took me till 1 a.m. to get kids settled, I got a sick yeah. kid or something like that, you know, and if at 1 a.m. I'm yeah. finally like, okay, I want to learn something, you know, yeah. where can I go? What can I do? So the incubator has all of those components, and really just helping moms to get over that fear, because that's the other thing too, especially for single moms, because we feel like we have such a responsibility, and I want to yeah. start this business, but I got mouths to feed, I got bills to pay, mm-hmm. I got, you know, so being able to start a business in a community of people that understand, you know, going at a pace that, you know, is for you. And, mm-hmm. and getting off the ground and, you know, and getting that and getting on that path to freedom. That's why I created Hatch 24/7. So it's a virtual business incubator. And as I say, the virtual business incubator of choice for single moms,
mm-hmm.
Where we do all of that, where we do all of that.
Oh, that's awesome. And where do they find this at?
So, you can, the link for that, and I'll drop these in the event group or the event posting as well, is ly/hatch247. Again, that's bit.ly/hatch247. That's where you can get more information on the incubator, or really, heck, screw more information, just get started, you know.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. I can't thank you enough for being on with us, Lexi. I really can't. It's been so much fun. So,
thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
I know. And my daughter's name is Alexis. So my mom always used to call her Lexi. So it's I call
her
Lex. My mom used to call her Lexi.
I love her. Tell
She's
her
a good
I love
girl.
Her. That's awesome.
So,
it's a powerful name.
So thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And ladies, don't forget to tune in next week. Welcome to Your Fuller Life, A Better Me. We'll be joined by Sisters Doing More. And in the meantime, ladies, if you're just ready to get out of your own way, you know, you want to just come out of the shadows and shine in your true greatness, I'm here ready to coach you. If you're really ready to invest in you, I invite you to apply for a free discovery session so that you can see what coaching is really all about and the momentum and the power you can get from having someone who objectively cares about your success. And you can sign up for a chance to move forward with me, and you can do that on my website, welcometoyourfullerlife.com. And again, you can find Lexi Jones where? One more time.
Social media, at Purposeful Lexi is where you can find me.
Oh, that's perfect. Again, Lexi, thank you so much for joining us. I can't tell you how great it was.
Thank you, Leanne. I've had fun. Thank you so much.
Oh, me too. And ladies, just start making decisions. Decide, get out there, and find your purpose. You will not regret it. It may not always be easy, but you won't regret it. You live in your purpose. Live on purpose. Thank you all so much. Have a great night. I love you all, and I will talk to you next week. Bye, Lexi. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.